Donald Trump stood next to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in front of Mar-a-Lago and repeated lies from Vladimir Putin verbatim. We know this because Trump himself announced that he had a, quote, good and very productive telephone call with President Putin prior to his meeting with President Zelensky of Ukraine. Before the last few meetings that Donald Trump has held with Zelensky, Putin has called him intentionally at this time to poison the well, because he knows that Donald Trump just repeats whatever the last person told him. Now, in this first clip, Trump repeats what Putin told him, which is that they do want peace, which Russia is the one that really truly wants peace. It's important to point out, Russia has spent every single night since Christmas drone striking the living hell out of Ukraine. Just dozens and dozens of drones, even I believe missiles sent over in Ukraine's direction, because Vladimir Putin does not want peace. He wants to convince idiots like Donald Trump that he wants peace so that he can get his ultimate goal, which is having all of Ukraine. Someone in my replies asked me, Adam, are we supposed to just fight Russia forever? And I think that has it very, very backwards, because Donald Trump's strategy is the one that will cause us to fight Russia forever. Donald Trump is leading us into a never-ending war where Vladimir Putin grabs land, is aggressive, and kills a bunch of people. Then he's rewarded for that aggression by being given the land, being given concessions. The U.S. president is inviting him over and rolling out a red carpet. Vladimir Putin is being rewarded for his aggression, which only incentivizes more aggression long term. And in there, in that explanation, you can see how Trump's plan, or lack of plan, is leading us into a never-ending war. Let's start off with this clip where a reporter asks, hey, hasn't Russia been striking the hell out of Ukraine? How are you saying that Putin wants peace?
President Trump, some are saying that the recent attacks in the past couple days that Russia's staged against Ukraine shows that President Putin isn't serious about peace. What is your reaction to that?
No, he's very serious. I think, I can say that I believe Ukraine has made some very strong attacks also. And I don't say that negatively. I think you probably have to. I don't say that negatively. But I think, now he hasn't told me that, but there have been some explosions in various parts of Russia, and it looks to me like, I don't know, I don't think it came from the Congo. I don't think it came from the United States of America. It possibly came from Ukraine, but I haven't asked that question. Maybe I won't bother asking. You know, they're fighting a war. And we'll see what happens. But
this is despicable. He doesn't understand the difference between an offensive and a defensive attack. When Vladimir Putin is striking civilian buildings and killing children, striking hospitals, striking the worst parts that they can in Ukraine to target the maximum amount of civilians and children, that is different than Zelensky returning a strike on their launching facilities. So, yeah, Ukraine every once in a while will try to target Russia's oil refineries or target their military infrastructure where they are launching from. These are two entirely different things, and the fact that Trump is repeating Putin's propaganda just tells you what Putin said to him in the phone call before. I bet you he said a few things. He was like, listen, just know that we really want peace. He probably said, no matter what Zelensky says, know that we're the ones who want peace. They've been attacking us. They've been attacking us a lot. So then Donald Trump gets in front of the cameras and repeats that verbatim. I mean, it gets so bad that after they go inside, Trump immediately just kicks out all of the press. But we'll get there. First, let's watch Donald Trump explaining how he doesn't have any deadlines in play or even asks in play. Make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed as we continue to cover this breaking news.
And we'll continue the negotiation. Pretty complex, but not that complex.
Can you
even
do your
stay
deadline?
I don't have deadlines. You know what my deadline is? Getting the war in. We don't have deadlines. Do you agree with that?
This is really a depressing display. I mean, he just keeps looking over to Zelensky and saying, do you agree? And Zelensky clearly is pretty sad and disgusted. I mean, imagine fighting so damn hard for your country, and then you go and stand next to Donald Trump, and he says that Putin's the one that wants peace the entire time. But when Trump says that he doesn't have deadlines, what he means is he tried to place multiple deadlines on Putin. Putin didn't follow through, and now he has to act like he has no deadlines or else he looks like a weak little bitch. I mean, when Donald Trump rolled out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin a few months back, he did have a deadline. He said there will be very serious consequences if by the end of this Alaska meeting, we do not have a ceasefire. Well, guess what? They got to the end of the meeting, there was no ceasefire, and there were no consequences. No serious consequences, but there were no consequences whatsoever. No consequences whatsoever. Donald Trump then snaps at a reporter after, I believe, getting asked, are you going to sign a security agreement today?
There will be a security agreement. It'll be a strong agreement. And the European nations are very much involved in that. They'll be very much involved in protection, etc. But the European nations have been really great. They're very much in line with this meeting and with getting a deal done. They are all, they're terrific people.
So he says nobody knows what the security agreement's going to say, but it's a very strong security agreement. It's the strongest one ever. It's all just absolute bullshit. We need a long-term security guarantee for Ukraine, or else this will turn into an endless war. As I was saying earlier, someone tweeted at me, what's the solution, Adam? Fight Russia forever? And I said, you have it backwards. Trump's approach is what will lead to endless war with Russia. Handing Russia territory rewards its aggression, gives them more time to rearm, legitimizes their strategy of just fighting and fighting and fighting until the West is too tired to continue. And then Russia will reignite that war. They have a strategy of pausing wars, then reigniting them. The only way to stop Russia, like really stop Russia, is to impose overwhelming economic and military costs so invasion is never worth trying again. It's probably too late for that, but Trump didn't even try. Trump is standing there just bullshitting.
We will speak about 20 points plan. There are in 20 points plan, 90% by the way, was done by our two teams. I think they made a great job, great work, and yes, we will discuss these points also.
And there are great economic benefits for Ukraine also. As you know, there's a lot of rebuilding to do. There's a lot of wealth to be had. And they have great wealth. Potentially, they have great wealth. They want to get started. But there's a great economic benefit for Ukraine in what we're talking about.
So right there, you can see the prism through which Donald Trump sees this entire war. He cut a mineral deal with Ukraine early on, so he gets like 50% of their minerals. And the rumor is, every single time Witkoff and Putin's envoy talk, they're talking about potential business deals with Russia. So Donald Trump wants to cut business deals with Russia to benefit himself, while Zelensky is left in the dust. Let's watch this clip of Donald Trump kicking the media out. Let me remind you, in his earlier post that I read, he said, at 1 p.m. today, with President Zelensky of Ukraine, the meeting will take place in the main dining room. Press is invited. Well, the first thing he did was kick the press out.
Are you okay? Is everyone fine? Margo, if you would, I think you could sit outside and have some food. Would you like to have food, or do you consider that a bribe, and therefore you cannot write honestly, or therefore you have to write a bad story? Okay, because if you'd like, would you like something to eat at this time? Yes or no? You can speak.
Yes, sir.
Yes? Okay. Margo.
Yes, sir.
Take him outside. Tell the chef. Serve him a little lunch, okay?
Thank you, press.
Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, press.
That should guarantee good stories, but it won't. They'll only get worse. They'll have to go out of their way to make them worse. He gave us a hamburger. We have to make them worse.
Alex, thanks.
Why is Stephen Miller... What could Stephen Miller possibly add to this meeting? I just realized he's sitting there looking solemn. And then there's Pete Hegseth, MAGA Pete Hegseth. What could he possibly add? None of these people. I would rather it just be Marco Rubio and like Susie Wiles. If anybody, just let it be Marco Rubio and Susie Wiles. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.